Hey, this is Al Fink from BNCLive.com. Stand by. We're going to get AJ Slick on. Give us a minute. We're having just a little bit of difficulties here. Just listen. Listen to the song while I square this away. This is Al Fink here at BNCLive.com. What you were just hearing was a song by Dale Licata, Sweet Caroline. We're going to bring on AJ Slick now. Stand by a minute while we get him on. Get liven up his microphone here. It's the 27th of June.
All right, this is Al Fink here at BNCLive.com.
All right, we'll get rid of that one. Okay, so we're here. It's the 27th of June. We have a live show here tonight with AJ Slick of the AJ Slick Band. AJ, you with us?
Yes, I am, Al.
Ah, cool, cool. How are things going? Welcome back, welcome back. We've had you here. This is like your second time back. You know, I met a lot of people because you turned me on to Billy Martin, and then Billy just opened the floodgates, and I took a little sabbatical for about a little over a year, and he like pulled me back in. He kept calling me saying, "When are you going back on the air? When are you going back on the air?" So, you know, so I've been back on the air live now for about a month, you know, not as many shows as we've been doing, when we were on last time, but we're doing about 2-3 shows a week, live shows. But I have a lot of, I've been working on our archive. So tell you what, enough about me. Let's talk about AJ Slick and what's going on in your world. I got your page up here, but why don't you start and give us the lowdown of what you've been up to the last year and a half.
Just playing a real lot locally. Not much traveling, but playing like 5 to 9 gigs a week every week.
Wow! So
yeah,
you
I play. Every Wednesday I play at the Sycamore Grill in Newtown. Every Thursday I'm at the Ronhurst Cafe in Northeast Philly. Every Sunday I'm at Ralphie's Bar in Newtown. And then Friday and Saturday is all over the place it could be. You know, and sometimes I do Monday nights at the Hollywood Tavern, and sometimes I do a weird Tuesday night thing. But I'm playing, last year I think I played like 325 shows.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, so you're playing 9 gigs a week. Some days you're playing at 2 different places, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm doing doubles, a lot of doubles, yeah.
Wow. So this is basically your job. I mean, you're not going to drive a cab, or you're not a doctor, or you're not an engineer. You're basically full-time musician.
Yeah, this is it. I gave up male prostitution.
Pretty good. How did you do it?
So I got to be music. Yeah.
That's pretty good. So I see you have. Looks like you have a full-time photographer here. I mean, there's a lot of pictures on your page. So tell us a little bit about the photography and what goes on with that.
Yeah, a very good friend of mine, Steve Haldis, does a lot of my photography. He does it for a lot of the, not just me, he does it for a lot of the local bands. He goes out, videotapes them, takes pictures of them. You know, he's a really good guy. He just enjoys, the music that everyone plays. So he goes out, takes pictures, and takes videos. He's a really good guy. But his name is Steve Haldis.
Mm-hmm. How is the local scene changed over the last couple of years? Has it gotten tougher to get gigs, or has the whole business changed?
Yeah, I mean it's different from the 90s, obviously. I mean, there was a lot more people in the club and bar scene in the 90s, but I think you just keep doing what you want to do after a while. I assume the gigs are going to come to you. Like I said, I worked with a booking agent a couple of times, very, very, very rare. And now I'm actually happy saying that thank God the booking agents are long gone and dead. These are the ones that really killed this town. And like I said, I've never used a booking agent. I still don't use a booking agent. And, I'm working 5 to 9 gigs every week. Like I said, it was like 325 gigs last year. And it's going to be, if not the same, if not more, this year.
You're playing on a lot of the same places, though. I mean, you have some steady places that you play, and then you fill in between, I would imagine.
Yeah. That pretty much, that's it. It's the same. A lot of the same places, local places around the area.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing at any festivals coming up this summer? Are you mainly just taverns and stuff?
There's some could talk about stuff coming up in the fall. We supposed to do some stuff in the summer, but it got sidetracked. Like a couple things happened, so they're postponing them until after their summertime. And like I said, I got so much work here, like it's really hard for me to pick up and leave because it's just easy for me. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, I love to play music, obviously, but it's about money, so it's just as easy for me to stay in my hometown and make really good money and then travel and make the same money that I make, if I travel.
Oh, yeah. It's not – well, a lot of times it's not it's not how much you make, it's how much you're able to keep, with, you know what I mean? So if you're not spending the money on gasoline and, you know, traveling around is adds to the job. It's hard enough. You have to go out and set everything up, got to get the gigs. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is have to travel. So that's a smart business decision to stay, you know, to stay local and play local.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, I mean, I'm doing really well. I mean, like I said, I'm playing that much, you know, and my gigs are, you know, it's in the summertime around here, it slows up a little bit, the crowd wise, but I'm doing consistent numbers where I'm keeps me working all the time.
Mm-hmm. So does the Philly crowd head down to shore? Is that what happens, you think?
I don't know if they all head down to shore, but whatever they do, you know, vacations, graduations, you know, what it all is. Like I said, you know, it just depends wherever people go. I mean, obviously the shore does a little bit better in Philly at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, for me to go down there, I just how I am. I make good money in Philly, so I have to make like triple for me to do a 2-hour drive, and then not only like driving home, you know, at 2:33 in the morning, so I'd have to stay over. You know, it turns into a hassle.
Oh yeah, again, you're way better off staying local. I mean, it gives you back your life. You know,
I'm good friends with Michael Acomp, and dude, his schedule, like I'm playing a lot. That guy, he's playing insane, man. Sometimes I think he's got 3 gigs a day.
Oh, no kidding. So
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, if I'm doing 5 to 9 gigs a week, you know, he's doing 10 to 17 gigs a week.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
he's cool. Is he playing in the same places all the time, or is he just booking and booking and booking?
It's a lot of the same places he does. He went down the shore, you know, so he does a lot down the shore. For the summer, he's down the shore mostly, and then he plays a couple gigs around here. But, yeah, he's just doing a ton of work also.
Wow. Would you say the majority of your work is playing with your band, or you're doing a lot of solo stuff? How does that add up?
It's both. I mean, it mixes. You know, I'm doing a little bit more solo stuff, just because the money. I believe it's crazy, but it's better money to do solo. So during the week, I do a lot of solo stuff. Some weekends I do. Sometimes I do duo stuff, and then my full band.
It must be easier to get into a place with a smaller setup. You get right in there, you set up, and it's easier for the bar to pay you, I would imagine, too.
You get to keep
most of the money.
Right, and that's the whole thing. I mean, they don't have to pay as much, but I still make more than I would make with my band. So it's like, you know, and then I use just it's not as much equipment, but I use a looper for my guitar, so I'll record the rhythms while I'm playing, then I can play a lead over it. So it keeps it interesting to me. That
I've heard of that. Yeah, a couple other artists have told me about the looper, where it basically it's almost like having a lot of different instruments with you, right?
Well, it's just more or less just my guitar, whatever I play at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Record and then when I hit the playback, it keeps playing it. Then I can play leads over it.
Okay, you know, I was talking to Billy Martin, and he was telling me about these things called Bose Towers. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them.
Okay, yeah, Billy doesn't. Like, Billy, I mean, doesn't I, use I, them I, either.
Yeah, I actually used them a couple times. Not my stuff, but through someone else's, and they were sort of more of a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, like, I use a lot of power, so I'm still old school. I use, like, the old-fashioned heavy, like, the heavy power amps and the mixing board.
I gotcha. And then when you're playing with the band, I would imagine you probably have a sound person that's doing your sound?
Nah, we run our own sound.
Wow.
I mean, there's rooms like I play Sweeney's and they got a sound man. So then there we just bring our amplifiers and the sound man controls everything.
That's,
believe it or not, most of the gigs that I'm playing is all my own PA system. And same thing with Michael Comp. Most of the gigs, not all of them, most of the gigs he does, he's using his own PA system too.
And how much lugging around, how much equipment does that take?
Not a lot. That's the worst part of the gig. You know, I mean, I'm not bringing a big system. I bring like maybe two mains to go out, a monitor, you know, mixing board, power amp. So, I mean, then when it's with my band, I got, my guitar amplifier, my guitar effects. So it's a lot more when I got the whole band.
And I guess if you're with the whole band, you got the drum kit that has to get get set up, and then there's a lot of sound checking, I would imagine.
Believe it or not, I don't know if we don't even sound check. We just pretty much been playing together so much, we know where we're at. We just hit it and go.
That's pretty cool. You've been playing since you've been 14. That's what it says here on your page. That's amazing.
Yeah, playing bars since I was 14.
So tell us where the music started for you. So when was the first time you either picked up an instrument or sang? How old were you?
I think I was maybe the first time was like 7 or 8 years old. I picked up the guitar and my fingers weren't big enough, so I couldn't stretch them. And then I put it down and I started playing again when I was like 10.
And then what got you into that? Did your parents, wanted to help you get into music, or did you have a mentor to get you into music?
No,
or something?
Believe it or not, crazy. I got an older sister, my sister Donna, and she had a bunch of albums. And I was a real young kid. I might have been, I'm going to say 6 years old, and I found a 45 and put it on. The first song I put on was the Beatles' Revolution.
I see that. I'm actually reading that now after you told me that. When he was 6 years old, he was introduced by his sister to 45 record Revolution. I had that record.
Yeah,
I had that on
the
45.
Apple label.
Yep.
The Apple label and all, yeah. So
that's
that
correct,
was like, the Beatles were like the main reason for me to ever want to pick up the guitar. And then after the Beatles, the next thing I found was Hendrix. So between both of them, they were my two major influences.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I like the history of what I do on this show. We find out about the musician, what they're doing now, and where they started. And that's really cool. A lot of people that are in your position where you're entertaining and you're playing music have similar stories, as youngsters of playing. And the thing that varies is actually who got them in. One person might be an uncle, another person might be the father. Actually, you got a caller online. Let's see who they are. Hang on a second. I'm going to live up their mic. Hi, this is Al Fink. You're on with AJ Slick and Al Fink. You want to speak with us?
Yeah, are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. 609. What's your name, sir?
My name's Tommy Law.
Okay, Tommy.
Yo, Tom.
Yo, AJ. Hey, buddy.
Pretty good, brother. What's going on, man?
I was just able to log in, so I don't know where you are in the interview or anything.
How do you know AJ, Tommy?
Oh, I'll tell you how I met him. He came across my Facebook page as people of interest that may interest me.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and I, quite honestly, I said, who the heck would have, I will say, had guts enough to call himself AJ Slick? Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, and I said, I got to go down to the city and check this guy out, because I live up in King of Prussia.
I got you. So you've been out to Billy AJ's gigs.
Yeah, well, I never was. Never saw him, never heard of him. Went down, and he was sitting at the bar right before he was about to go on, and he went on and blew my mind. And I've been following him ever since.
What club
Thanks,
was that?
Tom.
What's that?
What club were you at when you first met him?
I met him at the Ronhurst Cafe on Ronhurst Avenue, Ronhurst and Castor, in Philadelphia, Northeast.
Okay.
And that was day one, like about 4 months ago or so. And I'll bet I saw him 100 times or so since then.
That's fantastic. So you must meet a lot of new friends when you go out to these gigs.
Well, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know a soul when I walked in, and I know quite a few now, huh, AJ?
That's right. And Tommy's the best dancer around.
All right.
Don't go there, brother.
So Tommy, let me ask you, what's your favorite music that AJ plays?
That's what kicks ass about him. He could play anything, but he'll go from the Beatles to Zeppelin to Floyd to you name it, to Sweet Caroline. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You like that version? He likes my version of that.
Yeah, he's got it. I don't know what I can say or not say on the radio, so I'm not going to go too far.
Well, you're on internet radio, so you know you could talk openly. I mean, I don't disparage anybody, but you could talk openly.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to let it rip, brother.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Honest to God, I went to see this guy, AJ, just because he pissed me off because he named himself AJ Slick. And I couldn't believe this guy better back it up. I swear to God, that's the honest God truth. And I went down there. And I don't even go to the city. I lived on Long Beach Island. I live in King of Prussia. I go back and forth. I go through the city, but I don't go to the city. And I went down to the Northeast one night. It was a Thursday night, and I saw him come across my Facebook thing, and like I told you earlier, and then I said, I got to check this out. I went down there, and he just blew my mind. And he had Danny on drums, and he had another dude on bass, and it was outrageous. And there was only about 8 people in the bar when I walked in, but by the time I forgot I was in the city, about 5, another hour later, that was at 9 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, the bar was full. It was jamming, and everybody knew AJ. And every friggin' song. He could play guitar like nobody's business, I'll tell you that. And it's like a Stevie Ray. Have you heard him? You heard him, right?
Yep. He plays a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, a big influence of AJ. So Tommy, what do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I'm a food service director, and I have nothing to do with music. I just love music. I follow music.
Mm-hmm.
I go all over the place. I can go anywhere I want because I don't drink. So I can drive all over the place looking. If I don't like it, I'll move and I'll go to somewhere else.
Tommy is 7 nights a week. I swear to God, he's out every night of the week, man.
That's amazing. Yeah. You got a lot of energy.
More than me.
I'll tell you what, this guy doesn't stop. AJ, he's the first guy I figured, okay, I'll watch one set up down the city. The very first night I went, I'll watch one set and I'll go home. Well, he never stopped. I didn't realize that it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I had to get up at 5. And he didn't take one break. Not one break. The whole thing. I was like, I couldn't believe it. And I didn't realize it. That's how much fun I was having. I did not even realize he didn't take a break.
Thank God for that methamphetamine.
We can't say what we want, huh? All right. I'm not going there. I'm talking about I smoke cigarettes, a couple cigarettes here and there, and I'll tell you what, I didn't even go outside for a cigarette. I didn't even go outside for a cigarette. I was mesmerized. Your list, your set list. I don't know if you even have one written down. You have that book. I see you looking in this book.
But I can remember the lyrics.
It's like a composition book.
Yeah, let's talk about your set list, AJ. So how do you put that together? Do you read the crowd and then decide what you're going to play, or do you have a set list for different places? How do you work that out?
Nah, dude, I never had a set list, never did. I just, fill it out, man. See what the people, I think they might want to hear, if they recall something out. I mean, like I said, like Tom said, if you have anything, Beatles, Zeppelin, to Hendrix, to Neil Diamond, to Johnny Cash, Bowie, Badfinger, you name it.
That sounds okay.
You name it, he nails it.
So you get a lot of people make a request, AJ?
Sometimes people make requests. I mean, it's just, like I said, I play so many different groups that, most of the time I just call play a tune. It could be anything. Like I said, we could play One Moment and Neil Diamond on it, Tom Petty, then Badfinger, Beatles, Hendrix, Stevie Ray, it's all over the place.
Hey, we got another caller coming on. Let's bring this person on. Hang on 1 second.
Tom, have a good one, Tom.
Yeah, you too, AJ.
You can stay with us. You can stay with us, Tom. You can stay with us.
Okay, cool.
Hey, hi. We got another caller here. It looks like I don't have the number. It's just all ones are coming in. So if you just called in, go ahead and speak up. I don't know your number. It's just 1111111. So you must have called in with a number blocker or something. You're on the air with us. Go ahead, talk.
Still got me. There ain't nobody else talking.
Yeah, looks like we got another listener, but they don't want to talk. Okay, well, we're going to leave your mic open unless there's a lot of noise in the background. So if you want to speak up, now's the time. You just called in like a minute ago.
AJ, it might be one of my fans.
I think it is, man.
Well, it looks like they blocked their number. It's all ones. It's 111111. There you go. All right. Well, you know what? We'll just leave their headset on and the microphone off. If you want to talk, just hit the number one button. And I'll get a signal and we'll put you on so you can talk. So Tommy, do you bring when you go to see AJ? Do you bring a carload of people with you?
No, I like to travel alone because I like to go by myself for one reason. People
so you can leave when you want.
Else.
Exactly.
I want, and I can stay as long as I want.
Yeah, that's always been my MO when I was a bar fly. That's what people say, come on, we'll all go together. I said, no. We can all go to the same place, but we got to take at least two cars because if I want to stay or if I want to go, I don't want people telling me, come on, let's go, come on, let's go, come on, let's go, you know?
Yeah,
so
it's always the opposite, right, right.
Yep.
And I did it, AJ knows I've done it a couple of times, and usually somebody wants to leave or somebody, I never want to leave, but he's on, I'll tell you that. I only want to leave if I have to get up too early, and I'll stay as late as I can, but I got a 40-minute ride, to go back. And he plays Newtown. He plays quite a few places, 6-7 nights a week.
What's your favorite, Tommy? What's your favorite place to see him play? Or it really doesn't matter.
I like the Ronhurst Cafe. Oh boy, I like the bartender. I like the bartenders. Let's not leave anybody out. The Sycamore Grill, Newtown's cool. Yeah, it's cool to give shout-outs to them, right?
Yeah, totally absolutely. Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah. The Ronhurst is a lot of fun, because AJ can let it loose because it's that type of play.
There's no censorship.
What's that?
Say that again, AJ?
Yeah, there's no censorship at the Ronhurst.
Gotcha.
Right. Exactly. He could be AJ. AJ's AJ at the Ronhurst.
Now, We got somebody else calling in. Let's see who this is. Okay, I'm going to liven up the mic for the person that the phone number, last four digits is 6078. So hang on a second. Okay, so it takes a minute or so to get the mic livened up, so it takes a little longer.
Shout out to Autumn. Yo, Autumn.
Hang on a second, guys. Boy, why is this taking so long? Okay, so 6078. Go ahead. Your mic is livened up. Talk to us. What's your name?
What's all these people?
I don't. Well, I think what's happening here is the mic is not coming on properly. Hang on one second. Let's see what we got. Let's see what's going on here.
You want me to go off?
No, you can stay on. You can stay on.
I've never been on the radio before.
Yeah, the thing is not behaving itself here tonight. All right, so I'll tell you what. As soon as their mic comes on, I'll see it, and then we'll bring them on. So why don't we talk a little bit more about? So AJ, where are you playing tonight?
This is my only night off.
Uh huh. Where are you playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, at the Sycamore Grill. I'm at the Sycamore Grill in Newtown from 6 to 9. And then Thursday, I'm at the Ron Hurst Cafe from 9 to 1, 9 to 2. It's been so long last. Friday, I'm doing a duo at the Fireside Inn in Trevo's with me and one of my bass players, Steve Terrell. And then Saturday, the band's got a private party. And then Sunday from 2 to 6 is Sunday Fun Day at Ralphie's. And,
okay.
What about Ralphie's?
There you go. Okay, I got the mic livened up. Okay, so the person with the phone number 6078, are you there with us? You can talk now.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, we got you. What's your name?
This is AJ. It's Nick Zaborowski. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
So Nick, are you in a band or are you a fan? Tell us about you.
Tell us how you know AJ. Both actually. I've been I'm in a band in Philly as well, and when I was starting, I started out a couple years ago. I started out by seeing AJ. AJ was one of the first guys in Philly that I would go out and see, and he was. And the reason I know a lot of the same music AJ does because of AJ. Like, he does Voodoo Child. I see him do a 15-minute version of Voodoo Child. I'm like, Jesus Christ, and I picked it up and I learned it the same way. You know what I mean? The way he mashes songs together. I learned a lot in the same way that AJ does it. So a lot of what I play now is because of when I was seeing AJ when I was 13 and 14. I'm 18 now. And
okay.
I'm still playing on the Philly circuit, you know?
What's the name of your band?
We're the Dead Leaves. We're playing we usually play a few times a month. And yeah, if you ever seen a show, it's like, you know, a quarter of the show is songs that AJ does. You know what I mean? It's pretty. He's like the virtuoso guitar Philly. Yeah, there's nobody in Philly that does the solos like he does, like Steve Ray Vaughan and Hendrix. You know what I mean? So it's a good source of inspiration. A lot of other towns don't have somebody that plays like that, you know, 6 to 7 nights a week. So it's nice to have that here. You know, I learned a lot from that, just from seeing him alone, you know?
AJ's taking you under his wing, it sounds like. I think he's done that with a bunch of musicians. That's what I hear. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Nick, your voice got deeper, man.
Yeah, it did. You know, it's funny. The deeper my voice gets, the higher notes I can hit. It's weird. Like I'm singing Helter Skelter and stuff like that. And the older I get, the higher I can sing. I don't know. It's weird.
Take it while you can, man, because my voice is shot. But Nick's a great musician, and he's actually a really, really nice kid.
So AJ, you're singing 7 to 9 times a week. So let's talk about how do you keep your voice from blowing out? I mean, do you warm up? I mean, like a pitcher? Would you do warm ups? How does that work?
Nah, dude. I don't know. I'm lucky. I mean, every now and then I get throat issues, but not that much. But I don't know, man. It's you know, it's crazy. Some nights I go and I drive my gig and I can't even talk, and I get the gig and I'm able to get through the show singing. So I don't know. I just, right now I'm sort of lucky. I used to really believe, which I cut way back, that I used to drink tons of Fireball, and that used to make my throat feel great.
So let's say you did blow something out, you know, your vocal cord out for a day or so. Do you have to take a day or so off, and does that help?
No, I just bully my way through the gig.
There you go. So I'm looking at your site here, and it looks like you've played with Billy a bunch, Billy Martin, and also. I remember the last time you were on, you were playing, you told me you played with the Battiti band. Are you still playing with those guys?
Nah, I don't play with either one of them. I left just to do my own thing, just because I have so much work, like I'm even turning down work. So, you know, I left to do my own thing. I mean, me and Billy, we still talk all the time. We're still good friends, me and Billy.
Mm-hmm. So the work keeps on coming, I guess, for several reasons. One, you're fabulous, and you're a great entertainer, and I guess you're bringing in a good crowd for these bars. How do you get the crowd in there, AJ?
I don't know. I mean, I try to take it like music, not serious at all. Like, if I have a bad night, I have a bad night, but I try to make it everyone have a good time, like get everyone involved, joke around with them, whatever it may be. So it ain't like because I'm up there playing, I'm this stuck-up person by any means. You know what I'm saying? So all my gigs, I get the crowd into it. I, you know, make, you know, in a good way, make fun of people. They laugh. They make fun of me. It's more of a, you know, it's a fun thing. It's a whole entertainment day.
Hey, AJ. It's very intimate. It's very cool the way you do it. The way he does it is very, very cool. It's a show.
So, you know, AJ's been one of the things that, you know, musicians need to learn is a stage presence, and that all comes with playing and being on stage a lot of times. So, how has your stage presence evolved since you started, AJ? I mean, what have you done to, and how have you learned how to, you know, increase, for lack of a better term, like a bedside manner between you and the audience, like a doctor would have with a patient, kind of. What is your key to success there?
I don't know. I think after all these years of playing. And then doing solo gigs actually made me more able to talk to people, you know, and I've never, no matter where I played or whatever I did, I never put myself on a pedestal, like I'm better than anyone. You know, people that come out, I'm like happy as hell that they're coming out, because if it wasn't for them coming out, I'd have no gig. So, you know, I'm playing, but at the same point, I need them just as much as they want the music, so it works both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you gotta, you know, the whole key to the success of any entertainer is the people that they bring. You know, that's what's getting you invited back to these bars. I guess if two people showed up every time you played, you probably wouldn't have a very good track record.
Yeah, and
I've
done crazy things. I've made bets with people that come out, like at Ralphie's, I played in my underwear because I lost a bet. I mean, crazy stuff like that. but it's all in good fun. I mean, you know, there's places where I can obviously do that, and there's places I can't. And, you know, believe me, you know, for some reason, I just like to play the rougher bars fit me better. The smoky, dirty, smelly, stinky bars where people scream and yell, I seem to fit in, and I'm able to interact with these people better.
And so let me ask you this: the people that come to see you, Do they start bringing a lot of new faces, and then they just keep bringing new faces, and then the new people keep bringing new faces? Is that kind of how?
Yeah, that's what happens. And, you know, every, you know, it's whatever. It could be every year, every 2 years, every 3 years. You know, there's always new people coming to gigs. You know, I mean, it's like anything, you know. You know, it turns over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, I mean, you know, like I said, I've traveled all over the country. I played all over the place playing. And I love living in Philadelphia. I would live nowhere else. I mean, to me, I grew up here, and I like the whole concept of people F you, you know, go to hell. That's, I like that. When I go to other places, I don't know how to act because I'm so used to living like that city attitude.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's a comfort zone, comfort level.
Right. You know, I mean, I've been all over. I played New Mexico. I played in California. I played Georgia, Florida, Virginia, you name it. I've been all over the place playing. And every time I'm traveling, for some reason, I just want to get home ASAP because I just like something about Philly. I mean, Philly, since the 50s, has been an amazing town with major rock people that came out of Philadelphia.
I've heard this. This is one of the things I've heard about Philly and music is that all the musicians stick together, and they're looking out for one another. They work together.
Right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say all of them, but I mean, you know, the ones that been around for years that are real musicians are very cool. Somebody. You know, it's crazy. It's two young bands, Nick's band, The Dead Leaves. They're young kids. They're incredible. And then there's another young band called Angus Road, and they're a bunch of young kids, and they're playing all the rock music that we've grown up listening to. So it's really cool. So that's going to be the next generation of young kids playing in the bar scene.
It's very interesting because I've noticed a lot of even non-musicians, youngsters, listening to Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan. They've just taken to this music. That's probably why.
Right now I got a couple of years ago, I think it was like a year and a half or 2 years ago, I got a phone call, blah, blah, blah. I got flown out to Nashville to play with Jimi Hendrix bass player, Billy Cox.
Oh, no kidding. How was that?
Yeah,
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, people were telling me he was trying to get in touch with me. I was like, yeah, whatever. Thought it was a bunch of shit. But, you know, we got together. We played. He really liked me a lot. We got along great. He's one of the nicest guys in the world you'll ever meet. Like a total genuine guy. Told me a lot of stuff on Hendrix. You know, we played together. You know, stuff didn't quite work out. You know, I mean, nothing against him, nothing against me. It was just, you know, we'll just say conflict of schedules, whatever it is. We'll say that, you know.
Did you play every now and then.
What was that?
Did you play Hendrix music with him? What kind of music
That's all we did. Make sure that just, that's all we did was all the Hendrix tunes we played with him.
I'm looking at your email. You got the coolest email, beetlefreak68@AOL.com.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole thing is like, you know, my favorite guitar players are, there's a million of them, but my major influences in guitar players were the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, and then Eddie Van Halen. They're my three major influences, because I think the Beatles changed the world of rock and roll. They're Mozart of rock and roll. Hendrix came out and played guitar in the 60s like no one's ever heard, and still 40, 50 years later, people can't play like them. And then when Eddie Van Halen came out, he just blew everyone's mind. He totally changed guitar forever.
It's amazing. So let me ask you this. I heard this week that Yoko Ono is now going to get noticed as being part of writing the writer of Imagine.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Do you think that she was not involved, or why do you say that?
I don't believe her. I don't. You know, I've read a lot. You know, the Beatles are my favorite band. Lennon was my favorite Beatle. She's. You know, I don't know her personally. They could be lies. I don't believe it. Like his son Julian Lennon, she was nasty as hell to him. Like the letters that he wrote to his dad. When his dad mm-hmm. died, she made him buy them back with the money he inherited from John.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she's from what he says, and he seems like a straight up guy. She's a nasty individual, just a nasty person.
Wow!
I mean, these are letters he wrote his father, and he had to buy them back with the inheritance that his father gave him. He had to pay her for the letters.
That's terrible.
She wouldn't give him none of John's guitars. Sean Lennon gave him a guitar, but she wouldn't give him none of his father's guitars.
I just got a text from Billy, and it says F Yoko.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Pretty funny. Bill, you're a piece of work, bro. Oh my goodness, that is funny stuff. So let's see. So where I did some while we were talking, I did some posting in some Philly Facebook groups. Hopefully, that got some more people to listen. But AJ, man, thanks a lot for coming back. We got to do this again. Oh, that's pretty funny. Now I get the thumbs up from Billy. You know, this world that we have, you know, where we have Facebook and Twitter and just the stuff that we're doing here on this internet radio. I mean, 10 years ago, this would be impossible. Now it's amazing. So do you use Facebook and Twitter to get people to come, or do you use email? What's your favorite way of getting electronically getting people out to your gigs?
I use Facebook.
Okay.
I do invites on Facebook. I do text messages of all the people I know in my phone.
And then you did something on the phone. What do you send text messages out?
Yeah, like day to show, I send texts to people that I know that come out. And then, you know, between all that, like I said, I'm playing a real lot, you know, doing really well,
mm-hmm.
playing out. You know, I want to ask you, are you from Asbury Park?
No, I grew up in Irvington, New Jersey. That's by Newark. We used to go to Asbury Park. To go to down the shore, we used to call it going down the shore, and we would go to Asbury Park in, you know, in the 60s and late 60s,
there's,
early 60s.
There's a cool band I talk to them sometimes, but they're incredible, and they do Beatles. I'm sure you heard of the Weaklings.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What's Bob's last name? I forget Bob's last name. I've interviewed him, the Weaklings.
Yeah, they're incredible, man.
Yeah, they play a lot in Manhattan, and
yeah,
the
bass player, like Glenn Burtnick, he used to be in the original Beatlemania in the 70s.
Oh no, kidding! I didn't know that.
They do some really good stuff. But I was just when I saw where you're from, I was like, damn, I wonder if he knows them guys. Because they're really good.
Yeah, I've interviewed Bob. His last name right now is escaping me. We talked a little bit about his band. He plays around Asbury Park. He plays a lot in the city. I see his posts. I see his posts on Facebook all the time.
I heard they're really good.
He's actually a music lawyer too. Not only is he a musician,
yeah.
but he's a music attorney too.
Wow, I didn't know that's really cool.
Yeah, he's given me some really good advice. I mean, we've talked a lot on the phone privately, and he's a good guy. He's a real good guy. Music is a complicated business. you know, and you know, and the way it's changed, it's really amazing, because I've had a lot of conversations with musicians, as you know, I interview lots of them, and if you compare, I got somebody calling me, and I'm not going to answer it. It's from Radnor, PA. But anyway, if you compare music today, a lot of people have told me it's like it was in the 60s and the 70s. You know, today's download of a single song is kind of like what the 45 used to be when I was a kid. I used to go to a place called Valley Fair, and for 28 cents, I used to, you know, buy a 45. And as a matter of fact, I probably paid about 40 cents for the Revolution CD, you know, with the Apple
on
it.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago. I mean, that was 40 plus years ago. And back then, musicians had to tour to make their money, just like today.
Right. Well, it's still the same thing. That's where you're making your money, is playing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it is today. You know, and in the 90s, the 80s and 90s, they were selling, you know, records and CDs.
Right.
And then, you know, when Napster came along, the bottom dropped out of, you know, selling that stuff, you know, and it's back to touring. So it seems like that's where it's going to stay for a while, you know, where, you know, people have to play the music. Even the bigger, well-known bands, they got to go out and make their money, you know, on the stage.
Yeah, right. Well, for sure. I mean, but McCartney's 74 and he's still touring.
Absolutely. You know, Michael Jackson, a few years before he died, didn't want to go on the stage anymore. And that's one of the reasons he kind of ran out of money. You know,
right.
Of course, extravagant spending didn't help either. But he had to make money, you know, on the stage. People wanted him to, you know, run a 50 show tour. And he just didn't want to do it. There's a lot of great history in music. You know, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of movies made about these artists. And you know, it's a tough business. You know, and it can be a lot of fun though.
but I mean, like I said, you know, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of you know, I don't know, whatever. You know, if you let it. Like I said, if you let it push you down, it will. If you just run with it, you know, eventually stuff turns around. Like I said, even, you know, like, you know, I'm doing 325 shows a year. There's going to come a day, you know, where I'm doing 10 shows a year because I can't get 300. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, my object is, you know, motive is, while I'm making the money, I'm going to make as much money as possible because it's eventually going to run out and I'm going to have to start teaching guitar again, which I don't want to do.
Yeah, you have. The old saying is you have to make hay when the sun shines. Absolutely.
Right, and it's a truth because there's a time period, and after that time period runs out, you know, and it's everyone. It's not just me. It happens to everyone. You got to fall back on something. So I guess I'll go back to teaching, even though I really don't want to do it, but I would.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big plus that you have is you kind of cornered the local market, so you don't have to travel. You know, you don't have to travel into New Jersey. You don't have to travel to New York. You know, and a lot of what you're playing is, you know, in your own backyard, and that'll keep you from wearing down. You know, the traveling. You know, you'll get a little longer life out of staying local. You know,
I see these, you know, a lot of these famous rock stars crying and complaining that, oh, I'm burnt out from playing. I did this, I did that. Well, you know what, man? Like, if I had to play a 45-minute to an hour-and-a-half show a night, I could do that in my sleep, man. I mean, I'm playing, you know, 3 sets a night, you know, 5 to 9 gigs a week. Sometimes most of the time, I don't even take a break. I play for 4 hours straight without a break.
That's amazing.
So
yeah,
when I hear them say that they're like, oh, it's so hard. How is it hard, realistically, to travel, never have to move your equipment, never have to move it, not even tune your guitar. You show up, you play for 45 minutes to an hour and a half, you leave. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a piece of cake.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right about that. You know, the local artist is the hardest working musician, okay? Without a doubt. And believe it or not, in my opinion, and not only in my opinion, my experience going out to see local musicians, sometimes when you go to a big show of a national artist, sometimes you go there and if you close your eyes, you wouldn't know where you are because they don't sound like they sound like on the radio.
I mean, sometimes you got to take in granted they're sick, their throats are beat. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
sure.
Like I said, that's with anyone. You know, there could be, you know, I could have three good nights and then my throat's beat or I'm sick and I have two bad. So I mean, and I think it being at a higher level of playing like them, it's harder because everyone's filming you and recording you. So when you sound like shit, if you're having a bad night, it's horrible because it's all over the world then.
Right, exactly. But
yeah,
again, you know, I think you're right about that. Plus, you know, you're playing in a gigantic place. The acoustics might be tough, but again,
right.
I still have to say that the local artist is really the working man's artist. And listen, a lot of these artists aren't fortunate enough to have music as their job. They're working. They're taxi cab drivers, or you know, they're slinging bar. They're bar backs. They're, you know, they're cab drivers, some work in hospitals, and some are engineers. And then they go to their second job, which is music, you know. So that's a hard gig, you know. It's a hard gig.
It's definitely hard, but I'll tell you what, I'd rather do this than swing a jackhammer. I know that.
Absolutely. So everybody that's complaining about, music is a hard job. The swinging a jackhammer is a lot harder.
And on my job, it doesn't matter what you do. They don't test you for drinking or smoking or whatever. So there's everything's legal.
Absolutely. You just got to get
yourself
home safe. Yep.
That's right, man.
Got to get yourself home safe. All right, AJ, it's been great, man. We're going to get you back again. I'm going to be in Philly. I'm going to be in Philly with Billy Martin on the 24th of August over at Chickie and Pete's. And Angus Rhodes is going to be there as well. And there's going to be a third band over there. It's a Thursday night. If you're not playing, come on out that night. And
I play every Thursday night, man. Like I said, the only night I usually have off is like Tuesdays.
I
loved it, but I wasn't, you know. Loved it.
All right, we're gonna hook up. We'll hook up and meet up. Hey, why don't you before we say goodnight, why don't we have you tell the fans where you're all playing in the next week or so, and then your websites and stuff.
Okay. Every Wednesday I'm at the Sycamore Grill from 6 to 9. Every Thursday I'm at the Ronhurst Cafe from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Every Sunday, I'm at Ralph B's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that's on Route 232 in Newtown, Wrightstown, whatever they want to call it. Fridays and Saturdays are all over the place. It could be Sweeney's. It could be O'Mare's. It could be the Celtic Cross, the Bull Tavern, the Irish Times in Philly. I mean, it could be all over the place, but my website is www.ajslick.net.
Is that the best place for people to catch your schedule?
Yeah, I mean, it's always up to date. In fact, it might not be up to date. I think I got to make it for July now. I got to change it for July, I think. That or AJ Slick on Facebook. I put up always where I'm at on Facebook every week, every day. In fact, I'm crazy. I bomb the shit out of Facebook. People must hate me, but I just do it to, you know, let people know where I'm at.
Okay, that's very cool. Yeah, Facebook is a great tool. It's free, and a lot of people are on it.
I also want to put a shout out. I got on drums. I got Dan Nace that plays drums with me. I also got John Keogh that plays drums with me sometimes. I got on bass guitar Stevie K, and another bass player that plays gigs with me too. My second bass player also. I got Steve Terrell. So there are guys that play with me on a weekly basis and, you know, help me get through the gigs. And they're also good friends of mine. That's why they're in my band.
All right. That's great, AJ. Hey, thanks for coming back. We'll have you back with us again. Stay safe. Keep the great entertaining going, man.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you at one of the shows, man.
I will do. All right, AJ. Thank you very much.
Have a good one, man.
All right, you too. Thank you. All right, everybody. We're going to pull the plug here for the evening. We'll be back again live, on Monday, okay? Monday and Tuesday we have live shows coming up next week. We have a couple cool shows coming up. All shows actually are pretty cool, I think. But, we've slowed it down a bit. We're not having live shows every day. It's just too much. Plus, I have probably another 200 archives to get put up on Mixcloud. So, I have to listen through the archives. I want to get some of the shows that we've already done up so people can hear those. Let's see. We have a live show coming up with Acoustic Martin on the 24th of August at Chickie and Pete's over in Philly on Roosevelt Boulevard. So we got that going on. Let's see. What else we have going on? We have one of the former players of Bad Company going to be with us, be interviewing them on the 10th. Of July. Let's see, what else we have going on? We have some other radio hosts that are on other internet stations. We're going to be interviewing them, some from Philly, some from Manhattan. Let's see, what else we have going on? We have Sandra C. Sandra C is going to come back. She's telling me she's going to do a Women in Blues show. So that might be on Thursday night. So I won't be around for that, but she'll be on this station. We're going to have back on, we're going to get the Rock Goddess back here for an interview. You remember, the Rock Goddess, the Maven of Metal from Chicago. She was on with us, back in 2015. She did a couple shows a week with us. She's off on Rock Rage Radio now. So she's moved along her career. We're going to have Lance Fingle on with us, radio host in Philly. We're doing something with live jams, so you'll see that stuff coming up. I have another site going up. We're working on it now, called livemusiconmainstreet.com. So that's in the works. It's probably up and running right now, but there's still some more work to be done on that. So we have a lot of things going on. We're not going at it as hot and heavy as we were back in 2015. I was doing 2-3 shows a day, 5 or 6 days a week, which turned out to be too much, to keep up with. So we kind of cooled it for about a year. My pal Billy Martin got me back on the air, talked me back into doing this again. And, he didn't have to really pushed me too hard, because I really do love doing this. I love interacting with all the artists, letting them tell their stories on the air here. That's what we do. We tell the stories of local artists, over 300 stories in the Naked City and growing. So what you can do is you can go and look at Talk to the Jam, and you can look at some of the shows or listen to some of the shows we had in the past. I think there's about 60 of them up there. There's still about another 250 archives to put up. So that's what we plan on doing. I put about 3-4 archives up a week. It just takes time. But we're getting there. And I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back live again next Monday evening. All right. Monday and Tuesday we'll be live. All right. So this is Al Fink. We're going to pull the plug now. Get out and support these local bands. Get out and see AJ Slick. Get out and see the other local bands in the Metro Philly area there in New Jersey, at the Jersey Shore. A lot of stuff going on over in the Jersey Shore. A lot of stuff going on in Philly. Check out my Facebook page. There's constant posts going out in the local areas. We have over 20 Twitter accounts localized. So join the right one. Take a look at our new page called Live Music on MainStreet.com, and you'll see some of the Twitter accounts that we have. And if the area is your area, join the Twitter account and you'll see local posts. But anyway, all right, we're out of here. Take care. It's Al Fink. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Monday night live. Bye-bye. Hey, this is Al. Yeah, this is Al Fink. Did you call?
I did. I was trying to get into your show. I dialed the wrong number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the show's over now. We've had some technical.
I forgot the last part of it.
I'm getting texts here saying you're still on. Yeah, I'm having some technical difficulties. Thanks, Billy. I just can't shut this thing down. Who is this? Okay. And how did you find out about my show? We're still on the air. I can't shut this thing down. So it's been misbehaving tonight.
Oh, good. If people can hear me?
Well, I don't know how well they can hear you, but I'm being told we're still on the air. I'm getting Facebook messages. Let me get off of there. So how did you find out about